Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Straight Talk with Stan Macklin. That's Song of Faith by Yolanda Adams. And we're going to be talking about that today on Straight Talk. So feel free to get your friends, your relatives, call your relatives, your neighbors. Let them know Straight Talk is on air. And to our friends in Australia, London, Africa, other parts around the globe, we're glad for you to be tuning in today. You're an important part of Straight Talk, and we want you to know that. Here in the United States, there's some serious things that's been going on, such as Hurricane Harvey came out of nowhere, went to quickly a Category 4, and did some very destructive damage in the Texas area. And right now, people are saying it's comparable to Katrina. It's been quite taxing for the people there. And President Trump, he's landed there. He and First Lady been there. And I tell you, it's really amazing as Houston struggles to determine the scope of Harvey's impact there. And, you know, in the midst of all of that, we need to realize that none of us, wherever you are, I don't care, none of us are immune from man-made disasters or catastrophes that can come and hit us at any time. And the remnants of deadly Hurricane Harvey menaced Texas and Louisiana alike on Tuesday, while a reservoir west of downtown Houston spilled over for the first time in its history due to a record-shattering rainfall. And even as officials struggle to determine the storm's true impact, its scope appears to be staggering. So, you know, we have a tendency sometimes we overlook the reality of what can come our way. Sudden destruction can come in the midst of what is perceived as so-called security. And we should never take any of that for granted. We really shouldn't. And so we're going to be talking about faith today in the midst of despair. We really are. But I just want to say some more about this storm here, and I want to get your attention on it, because this is something that we should realize that it's no joke. It's no joke. Katrina wasn't a joke, and neither is this. This is no joke. But let's take a listen.
Good morning.
Good morning. President Trump faces the first great natural disaster of his presidency, possibly one of the worst in American history. And the multiple task of rescue operations, organizing shelter, and providing basic commodities will severely test federal emergency response officials for days, if not weeks, to come. Those tasks overwhelmed President George W. Bush and Louisiana officials after Katrina with disastrous political and humanitarian consequences. Now, the President and the First Lady will leave the White House shortly, landing in Corpus Christi, Texas, about 11:25 a.m. Central Time, to survey damage there and meet with federal emergency management officials as well as the National Guard. Then the President and the First Lady head on to Austin, Texas, arriving about 1:30 Central Time to tour the Joint Emergency Operations Center and get briefed by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. This trip will necessarily avoid flood-ravaged Houston. No point in having a president there to siphon away valuable resources. But one former FEMA administrator told us President Bush did not go to New Orleans immediately after Katrina because he didn't think the city was ready to take a presidential visit and didn't want to be a distraction at that time. The president said yesterday he may return to Texas and possibly Louisiana on Saturday. He also said he expects Congress to swiftly approve the billions that will be required for recovery of Houston and other parts affected by Hurricane Harvey. Nora?
All right, Major, thank you.
There it is. I tell you, this hurricane was no joke. And if you just look at the pictures or you are following the news, you can tell that this flood really, a flood official in the sprawling Harris County, home to Houston, the county's fourth largest city, said that as much as 30% of the country's 1,700 square miles was underwater. And the scale was described to Washington Post on Tuesday by Jeff Leonard, a meteorologist with the Harrison County Flood Center. And President Trump arrived in Texas on Tuesday to survey the ongoing devastation while storm clouds continued a drenching onslaught that has already dropped more than 3 feet of rain in some areas. Trump's visit followed his pledge of swift action by the federal government to provide relief to states affected by Harvey, comes on the 12th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina making landfall in Louisiana. So you see, these people are, thousands of people have been affected by this here. Houses underwater, neighborhoods underwater. It's just sad to see what's happening. People are in shelters. People are trapped. I think one of the viral pictures that really touched my heart was some senior citizens up to waist chest water in their wheelchairs. So this is no joke. And I just want to encourage anybody and everybody, whatever you can do to help out, you can do that because it's very, very important. But we're going to be talking about faith today in the midst of sudden despair and trouble, F-A-I-T-H, because faith is something that we have to not take for granted and realize always be situations where we need to exercise our faith. And if we take that word faith and break it down, I want to break it down in a way that you can apply. You might even want to write some of this down because these are ingredients that you can utilize in the midst of when trouble comes. Trouble is going to come. It's going to come toward all of us. I believe that we haven't seen anything yet. It's on our minds, it's on our hearts, and we have to know how to face it and how to deal with it. And so I just want to say a special thanks to all of the celebrities and personnel and who are working to help help those residents who have suffered this here travesty to not feel like they're all alone. There's help that is on the way to help you. And when we think of faith, I want to take that F and the opposite of it, in that faith is fear. And that's the first thing that hits people when they come to a situation like this here. You know, 20 states have sent aid for Harvey relief efforts. That's commendable. That's why we're called the United States of America. Because in times of tragedy, we always unite together. And we should do that regardless if it's on our own domestic shores. We should do it anywhere and everywhere we can where there's a need. And the celebrities and companies, they pitched in to help with Harvey relief, and that's commendable. That's commendable, because fear is something. The scripture tells us that men's hearts fell in them for fear. And, you know, when people go through something like this here, there's nothing but fear that faces them and confronts them, and they need assistance. They need to know how to do it. So the dispatchment of the National Guard and different trained first responders, from around the country to go there, it makes so much of an impact. It makes so much of a big difference. It really does. Because fear, it comes. Fear strikes us all. And the only way you can overcome fear is through faith. That's the only way. And without the reality of faith in our life, we are confronted. Excuse me. We are confronted with fear on a daily basis. Fear is something that seeks to just to take us out and just to really have its way and wreak havoc in our life. And there's lots and lots of fear that is down there now, because the first responders are facing seemingly endless flooding. That is just there. And Houston Police Chief Art Avchibio said Tuesday that Sergeant Steve Perez, 60, a veteran officer, drowned Sunday while driving on duty in the floodwater. He laid down his life, the police chief said during a briefing Tuesday afternoon. He was a sweet, gentle public servant. And he has spent more than 3 decades with the Houston Police Department, police chief said. He left his house at 4 a.m. Sunday morning in heavy rain to head into work, spending about 2.5 hours trying to get to his duty station, but was unable to find a path due to the rain. And the authorities recovered his body shortly after 8 a.m. Tuesday, who grew emotional during the news conference. The police chief, he said that Perez's wife said she asked him not to go in because the conditions were so bad. But, you know, when you're committed to making a difference, you want to be on the job. You don't want to be somewhere where you can't make a difference. And so this is the type of commitment and dedication that we have out there. And you tell me, that is a prime example why she asked him not to go to work, because of fear. And fear is real. And you may be somewhere, I don't know, in that area or somewhere around the globe, and you may feel that you're facing some fear. But let me tell you what. To replace that fear, you can replace that fear with faith, because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We don't always understand the spirit of fear, how it comes and grips us and tries to paralyze us. But faith is the opposite. It energizes us and gives us the ability to be an overcomer in all settings, whatever we're faced, tragedy or triumphal situations. And so peace officers in that city have rescued more than 3,500 people so far in Harvey's flooding, but the storm's full impact remained unclear, as Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner said officials are still trying to assess how many people are missing. So we replace fear with faith, And the way to keep that anchored in our lives is that F-A, that A stands for attitude. It takes an attitude of gratitude to be thankful and grateful that you can make a difference. You can make a difference if you have an attitude. How do you have, what kind of attitude do you have as you face your fears? What kind of attitude do you have as you embrace faith? It makes a difference. You know, one of the largest churches in the nation there, Pastor John Osteen, many people were upset because they said that the mega church didn't want to open up their church. Well, you know, I just want to say, I believe that John Osteen is going to do the right thing, and try to understand he is doing the right thing, because he has made a statement that the Houston Mega Church will be open to help there in Houston, because fear grips any of us. You know, it makes no difference. Many times people take men of God for granted. They take them as supernatural beings, but they're just like you. They put their pants on like you. They eat food like you. They go to the restroom like you do, and so forth. And they have doubts themselves, but the bottom line is a man of faith will do the right thing. And I want to commend Pastor Osteen for doing the right thing and opening up that big 40,000 mega church there to help with the impact there. And so that's an attitude. That's the kind of attitude that it takes to make a difference. And what's your attitude in the midst of that? Do you feel that it's all is gone? There's no hope? You know, have an attitude of thanks. And also have an attitude of gratitude and an attitude of concern and caring, because that's what's going to get the job done. And I want to say to all the Texans and Houston primarily, you're going to come through this here. You're going to come through here, through this here situation, because, yes, all it takes is faith, and the right attitude makes a difference to be able to pull through this here catastrophe. That's what it takes. Yes, faith, it does. So not only does it take placing fear with faith and having a beautiful attitude in the midst of that, it takes faith, takes a lot of ingredients. The ingredients are there, because if we look at our country, if we look at your life individually and collectively, it has always taken certain ingredients to build you up to make a difference. Ingredients are God-ordained. They come through different forms and fashions. We don't always know the different ingredients that it takes to person that we are, but our life is made up of certain chapters, and chapters are made specifically to be read by you and others that know you. And I want to say, you may be going to go on a new chapter in your life. You may be right in the middle of a chapter in your life, or the ending of a chapter in your life. Don't get despondent. Don't get discouraged. Don't get frustrated. Don't feel like I'm going to give up. Have faith. Have the ability to know that the ingredients of what you face, the ingredients of what it takes to make you, it's not going to break you. And yes, you can take it. I know it gets hard. I know it gets very, very hard. It really does. But hang in there. Hang in there. Hang in there. Hang in there. You know, when you think of people who are in inner tubes and wading in the water and different things and seeing just water everywhere, you might not understand that. You might not understand that. There's a reason why the ingredient of evacuation came in. There's a reason why they encourage people to write their Social Security numbers on their arms. Going to be different ingredients in our life, different chapters in our life. And you're going to be able to look back on this year, and you're going to be able to embrace this year. You really are, because it's going to make a definite difference in your life. It is. The ingredients. So, F, A, F, A, I, you know, the T should not be hard to think what that is, because more than ever, this is what it takes in a time like this here. It takes trust. You have to trust in one another. It's hard to get through something like this here without trusting one another. We're going to have to trust our president to be able to give the authorization for the funds to come through. We're going to have to trust FEMA. We're going to have to trust the first responders. We're going to have to trust ourselves and our neighbors and our families and our friends to pull together. Some of us, some of you have lost all in the midst of this situation. But trust will pull you through. Trust will bring you through. Trust will take you to the next level. Trust will. It will. It will get you through. Trust will do it. Houston, you may be drowning, but freedom and trusting in one another is the safety net. It's the bridge over troubled waters that will get you through this year. Yes, you can come through this year. You say, but we don't have food to eat. And yes, there's grocery stores where dozens of people have lined up hours before the storm to have food and so forth. But you're going to be able to get through this year. You are. Because it does take trust. It takes trust in your fellow neighbor. And you know, there's something about this year. You know, when trouble comes, catastrophe hits, hurricane, tornado, whatever it is, it causes people to pull together. Causes people to be able to pull together. You say, but we've never had a flood like this. And you may be dismayed. But trust will cause the overflowing feelings of doubt to subside when we pull together. There's an African word called harumbi, which means to pull together. Let us pull together. And we can do it. We can pull together. And the key thing is trust is not so much for self, but it's for our country. That's right. We can pull together as a country to make a difference. And even in the midst of where forecasters are saying that more than a foot of additional rain is still expected to fall through Friday over parts of Texas coast and Louisiana, you can have faith. You can have trust that can pull you through. That can pull you through. Takes that. So what do? We have to be confident. We have to be secure to know that it does make a difference. And lastly, H, F-A-I-T-H. Replace that fear with faith. Have a positive attitude. Have trust. Have trust. And you know, the foundation of faith is that H, heart. I don't see how a person, an American, regardless of whatever your ethnicity is, regardless of how secure you may feel, you are where you are. You have to have a heart to go out to those who are the Texans and Louisiana. You can't just not have a heart. And I want to encourage you to make donations to your national Red Cross or your national service. Make a donation. You might not be able to go, but you can make a donation, big or small, that can go a long way to make a difference. It all takes us having a heart. I don't know how a person could be heartless in the midst of something like this here. I just don't understand that. I don't understand that. But we can have a heart and not be heartless in the midst of this here catastrophe. Do what you can do to make a difference in that devastated area of the country. People are counting on your support. Have a heart to make such a tremendous difference in that area, because it does take people with a heart. Do what you can do. It's historic. It's something that came at such a time as this here, but with a heart to make a difference, it means so much. So that's my words of encouragement today to you and towards you, how to have faith in the midst of trouble and despair, and have faith. Replace that fear with faith, and also have a wonderful attitude. Be filled with the ingredients of knowing that there's different chapters that come into your life to make a difference. And yes, you can trust in your fellow man or your fellow neighbor to help you, because if we all have a heart, it makes a difference. Miss Bianca, you know, I poured out my heart today trying to encourage the radio listeners just to have faith to make a difference. What would you just like to say in these closing moments as we encourage the people in that region of the country?
I agree that it's a tough time right now, but I do believe that holding steadfast on faith is something that will be able to get people through. And I also believe that coming together and helping in any way you can, even if you're not affected, is something that can help people, to give them hope through this time. So I encourage people to try to reach out, research on Google, find places that they can send money, clothes to, or any type of situation like that to help.
Well, thank you for those kind words, Ms. Bianca, because over 250,000 people have been evacuated, and over 40,000 people have lost their homes and so forth, just flooded out. So this is definitely a sad situation, and you always hear me say all the time, remember, it's not so much the outlook, but it's the uplook that's going to make the difference. And so have faith. Remember that Katrina survivors who fled to Houston, is dead with you. It's like it's back again, and they have to flee yet again. So have the faith to realize that you're going to come through this here. We're going to make it. We're going to make it. And so as the song, as we close out with the song of faith by Yolanda Adams, I realize that the best will bring us through. This has been Stan Macklin and Bianca Forbes saying we love you and have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Night.